Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist. I want to thank you for supporting this podcast, whose mission is to change consciousness one conversation at a time by your listenership, emails, and especially your ratings and reviews. It means so much and helps boost this podcast for more people to listen and just be exposed to the guests that I have come on and messages of transformation and healing. Today will be a very deep dive into that. And I just want to ask you, if you haven't given All Things Therapy a written review on iTunes, if you could please do that. There is a link through my website, nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com, under the LA Talk Radio podcast button, where you can select one of four platforms. And I'm just going to ask you to please go rate and review this podcast, and I will write you back thanking you for it. And if you are experiencing a hard time right now, or just want to talk and process some of the issues and feelings you might be going through, I am doing virtual sessions through phone, Skype, FaceTime, and Zoom. All of that information is at nolatherapy.com as well. And to pre-order my new book coming out on astrology, empathy, and self-forgiveness. I took about 3.5 years to write on the archetypal wounded healer named Chiron, who is also a minor planet asteroid, depending on what astronomer you talk to. But this placement in your birth chart reveals your core wounding and patterns that we all source from that place. And my book's intention is to help you shift and transform those patterns to experience more autonomy and self-direction and empowerment, which will bring you to greater levels of happiness and wellness and wholeness and peace. So please check that out as well at NOLA Therapy. My online class on empowerment, sourcing from within, is also there. And you can join my email list at NOLA Therapy. And I look forward to connecting with you. Okay, my guest, I'm really excited to have Tricia Carr on with us today. I'll tell you about her first, then I'll tell you why I'm excited to be speaking with her. Tricia is host of the Charmed Life podcast with over 300 episodes. She's an empathy and energy healer. She's a medium, an animal communicator, an intuitive channel. She's a clinical hypnotherapist, a counselor, and Reiki practitioner. She's also a voice artist and offers meditations that you can access through her website, which is, I like to give that at the start of the show in case you want to follow along, Tricia Carr, C-A-R-R, Charm, C-H-A-R-M.com. And Tricia, I just want to welcome you today because I feel like your ability to tune in will be helpful today. I've been feeling a little higher level of emotional disturbance and anxiety. So I wonder if you can just bring forward today what needs to be said, and welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, Lisa. And I'm excited for you to come on my show too. And I think it's at the end of the summer, so that's going to be so
fun.
So thank you.
I'm so excited. Yes. Thank you in advance for that. So where do you want to begin?
Thank you.
Yeah. With what's on your heart and your work and just what's important for our listeners today to know about.
Sure. Yes. Well, we are in the midst of some profound challenges right now. And, you know, we are in the midst of the pandemic still and the, some of the quarantining and just all of that chaos. And then, of course, we are dealing with centuries old profound issues around getting on with one another and learning the law of one truly is what we're doing. And so, you know, people are really feeling it. And whether they are their whole lives and careers are dedicated to spiritual seeking and teaching, as, you know, like you and I are, or if they are, if they're, they have other kinds of avocations and vocations. It's the sensitivities are heightened. The suggestibility is heightened. You know, I'm a hypnotherapist, so we talk about suggestibility, which is your openness to receiving information. On the spiritual and mystical side, we call this being highly sensitive, a highly sensitive person or an empath. And it, basically, we're all, the conscious mind is being overloaded with these message units, and we, and the critical mind is giving up, and we are escaping into the subconscious mind, but rather we're doing it in the manner of the unconscious, not the intentional use of the subconscious mind. And when we escape in that manner that's unconscious to us, we're just in the chaos of the fight-flight mechanism. Mm. And that's when people feel like, what can I do? How can I do this? I can't do this. What are we doing? And just the scripts and the worry and depression, and it just the feeling in identity with the chaos of the mind. And that's the personal mind as well as the collective mind. And that yes. being, again, the unconscious, not the conscious or the, you know, the whole mind. So that's what we're dealing with. And yeah. Go ahead.
No, you first, and then I'll say, please.
Oh, well, it's, I'd like to tell it that way, just to kind of say what it is. It's almost to hopefully help to demystify it, to give the picture of it, even though that's really describing what's happening to us. It's not describing the solution yet, but it's almost like, you know, in the Bible, Jesus was calling out the name of the demon and saying, what is your name? And that's what released it, you know, being able to identify the mental, emotional, and exposure to the mental emotional challenge is actually the way through and past it. And so what we can do, I mean, the fact of the matter is it is happening. All of this chaos is happening. And yet there is an eye of the storm. And that is within each and every one of us being able to identify to that peace, clarity, and stillness while the chaos is happening without gives us the masterful perspective and actually helps us to let that life force energy move toward the actions that are aligned and are helpful and are healing. So if we can identify that just even by knowing or affirming that it's there, even if it feels like you can't find it in a particular moment, even the pivot of intending to have the attention on that eye of the storm can be deeply helpful in these times that we have right now.
Actually, I'm even feeling that slight shift as you're speaking about this. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to your podcast and your YouTube channel.
Thank you.
Yeah, which is awesome. And what's coming to mind is you're talking in relationship to how I've been feeling today with a bit, for myself, a bit of heightened, generalized anxiety, like wanting to move, but I know that's the opposite of self-soothing. And even I've meditated a couple of times this morning before our show and just felt very tearful, like a tearful release, not even sure of exactly what that's about. Yet in some of your work, you were talking about energy is innocent, and that somehow really resonated. Like it felt like, like a place to kind of breathe into that energy is innocent. And so today I'm mindful to not get caught up in whatever I'm feeling and instead try to step back a bit. And I wonder if you can talk to us about the innocence of energy and maybe even my experience that I'm sharing right now with you and our listeners.
Mm-hmm. I love that you have the interest or the urge to move and move the body. That can actually be very therapeutic because it does spend energy, and it will go to the energy that is maybe the fat or the toxin or that which is really on the surface that wants to be off-gassed. And so that is actually a really good practice if we can work it. And even if it's getting up and moving around for 90 seconds, the meditation, finding the eye of the storm. And that can also be something that's a micro or a mini if we're in the middle of our day, focusing on the breath and letting the divinity of breath imbue us and recognizing. And I actually have a practice I can talk about with the breath that anyone can do called the fourfold divine breath. And I can talk about it in a moment.
Great.
So the innocence of energy is really just recognizing the reason that energy is innocent is because energy is the one. It is it is it's inseparable, and therefore there is no two if we're looking at it from that perspective of there being one, and therefore it must be innocent. Another way to look at that is that it is neutral. Energy in and of itself is neutral. So if we identify, let's say, an emotion or a feeling such as anxiety, well, beneath that filter of the word anxiety and the sensation of anxiety, beneath that is just a charge of energy. And so we could choose to have this heightened energy that beneath which is innocent and neutral. And we can decide to reframe it, which is something we do in neuro-linguistic programming, just reframe. And we can decide that I'm going to shift this to passion. I'm going to shift this to positive working. Now, and this isn't meant to be done in a way that is negating the anxiety. Actually, we do move through if we say it's fear or worry or pain or whatever it is, we're actually embracing it. And we're welcoming it in and allowing it to be transmuted and alchemized even into that which it is truly offering, which is every single thought, every single feeling, everything that upon which we have awareness has a positive intention deep, deep beneath it. Sometimes it's very deep, but it is to keep you safe and it is to keep you connected and to keep you in evolution. So it's mindfulness, right, is what we're really talking about and all of this. Mm-hmm.
How have you been during this time, Tricia? Like, what has come up for you during this week or this month during this pandemic time? I'm curious about that.
Well, I have been feeling that eye of the storm. I just love getting older because you have this experience. You can reflect on the journey. So I'm so grateful that I am able to feel the peace, clarity, and stillness within. I feel like I am able to really take time to be mindful and examine myself and as we're being asked to do with the concerns about the tensions, post the murder of George Floyd and what is going on with the protests. I'm really grateful that I'm comfortable being uncomfortable sometimes because I think that's what we're being asked to do. And welcoming the discomfort as an opportunity to examine myself and to move forward cautiously, carefully, full of care, compassion, and concern. And just knowing that I am okay with moving with my heart, and I'm also okay if someone gives me feedback about those actions because it's an opportunity for me to go within again and refine. And so, having said all that, and yet my body is a very, like everyone's, is a very psychic instrument, and I am a very literal suggestible. So I pull energy into my being and my body, very directly into my body. So I'm having some disturbances in the physical body, sleep and some pain in the gut and the different things. So, we're always human, even though if we can find that eye of the storm and we're doing the work, there's still, things will show up in the physical, the emotional, and the mental. And, so that it's all there. It's all, the human experience is quite vivid right now.
I appreciate you sharing that. And as you were talking, it caused me to think of in your work where you talk about heart telepathy and telepathy. And during this time with the murder of George Floyd and the subsequent protests and riots and desire for justice to be served, I know in my meditations, I felt more of a calling and desire to send love out into the world, into the consciousness of people's hearts and minds and where they're hurting and to our planet and just like a deep, like really, truly emotionally, like more than I've ever felt before, like a powerful, just like outpouring from my spirit into those people, places, and such. And it's just been really intense to really want that vibration of love to be sent out. Can you talk to us about heart telepathy and such?
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure your listeners are very familiar with, thoughts or things and the fact that energy is real and true. And I think that a benefit of of a times that are so trying is when we say, I don't know what to do, that is actually, it's true from one perspective, because I, who is the me, who is the individual who is identifying only to the self and the limitations of a physical body. It's true. I can't change all of the pain on my own, but what I can do is plug into the higher truth, which is that of being one. And then I can do something like meditate, send love, send healing, pray. Prayer is a real thing, and it is a non-religious. No religion owns prayer. Prayer is affirmations by proxy, if we're talking about doing it for another. It is calling, it is creating thought forms and making them sophisticated and imbuing them with the ability to do beautiful work of healing. And if that means to you calling on angels, or if it means to you calling on different spirit guides, or if it simply means having a calling to you a state feelingly, as Neville Goddard tells us, then that is a truth. That is love working, and love works every time. Even if we don't know how it works, it works, because it is the truth of the fabric. That is what energy is. It is in its highest truth. It is just what we experience as love. And so, so far as being heart telepathy, the heart is that right there in the center of our body, the center of our being, and it is how the as above, so below comes together, and really is where the waveform collapse happens. And so it is the inner essences and the higher essences becoming one. And it is like that, it is that powerful instrument. We know the heart chakra to be the healing instrument. And so the heart itself has neurites, just like the physical brain. And of course, that's also in the gut. So it is a highly charged electromagnetic instrument, and the telepathy, which some people like to call it telempathy, but telepathy really encompasses the telempathy as well. They really mean the same thing, but it kind of brings it into a focus, if we think of it that way. It is a truth that is fundamental to anything eventually becoming matter. Light is the smallest quantizable experience of matter, and your heart conducts that. And so sending that, whether a person is conscious of how that love is working or how that communication is filling their experience, it truly does work. And that is something that we can do. And again, if we connect with that stillness within, it will bubble up, and then the heart can become that powerful instrument.
Patricia, so beautifully said. I feel my heart almost vibrating with energy as you were speaking about
this
chakra.
Oh, you got such a big one.
Thank you.
You got such a big one.
Thank you. Oh, Trisha, I'm going to do a quick commercial and come back to you within about a minute and a half. So, listeners, you know that stress weakens our immune system. And there is a new company on my podcast. I'm really excited to introduce you to R3 Set, and they are taking a holistic approach that's science-based, with over 200 clinical studies demonstrating the effectiveness of their product R3 Set at reducing stress by boosting three bodily systems: the immune, endocrine, and nervous system. So they have created time-released aroma caps that are vegan, GMO-free, and made in the USA. I have been using R3 Set for this past month, and the daytime capsule is called Calm. It has a lovely citrus aroma. When you open the bottle, you smell, so it immediately kind of just puts you at ease, and a slight citrus taste that does relax you. And at night, the Unwind capsule has a lavender aroma and taste. It's like an aromatherapy treatment before you swallow the capsule. It's all natural. They have scientists, yogis, holistic healing practitioners, psychologists, and doctors that have been researching to put R3 Set out. And as my listener, you can try them out for 10% off by going to r3set.com and using the checkout code therapy. I'll spell all that for you. The letter R, the number 3, the digit, SET.com, and therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y is your code. You can also join their email list for free. And for 14 days, they send you a great blurb talking about how you can do a breathing technique, a behavioral change. They give you tools to help you manage stress in addition to their natural aromatherapy capsule. And I just really love this company. They've really done their work. So again, go to r3set.com, code therapy. They're also available for sale at CVS and Target. And yeah, check them out. Trisha. So, yeah. Okay, heart. Thank you for saying that. I do have a big heart. It's just been like exploding love and like all kinds of emotions. And that's what's been overwhelming me. But I know I trust, I really believe in what you're saying. Love being the highest mm-hmm. vibration. Like I stand upon that and just know that good will result. And that's been a practice of mine during this whole time, is just really standing upon love and light and sending that out and breathing it in to keep myself in the highest vibration, to be a healer. And this podcast time is one of my favorite times of the week. And for mm-hmm. you too, being a podcaster, and you have over 300 episodes. Mm-hmm. So you've been doing this a bit longer than I have with Charmed Life.
Oh yeah. Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
4 years and over 200 episodes.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I've been about 4 years.
Okay.
But I do them a bit more frequently than once per week. So maybe that's
okay. Yeah, that's it. mm-hmm. I like where you go on and then I'll say.
No, that's all right. Please.
I was going to say, in listening to your show, I hear you talk about the theme, which I love, of forgiveness and that mm-hmm. raising vibration and frequency and asking for divine help. So on any topic, but that just came up. I jotted a note about that to highlight that mm-hmm. that's a real mm-hmm. cornerstone of your work.
Well, forgiveness was definitely is something that I needed to cross over that threshold in a grand way at some point in my life, particularly in post my metaphysical awakening and opening. And, you know, forgiveness is setting ourselves free. To forgive another is really just to forgive ourselves. And that can be when we're in the pain of something gone wrong, which is probably really relevant right now for those people who are witnessing everything that's going on and feeling the pain on behalf of others, even if you are a person who you are not a person of color and you're experiencing it on behalf of other, you know, people of color who have been through what they have been through. And we feel it on behalf of someone else, or we feel it ourselves because of our own experiences. But it is truly to forgive the self. And, you know, as I don't remember who is credited with saying this, but forgiveness is not about setting the other one free. It's about setting yourself free. You're the one yes. that you're holding captive. And it's an experience of non-presence when we are holding the resonance of pain that is not currently in our reality in this time space moment. So it brings us to, it gives us the access to the eternal unfolding now, gives us access to presence and essentially to catch up with God by slowing
yeah.
down and getting that
yeah.
presence. If you like the word God, you know, some people bristle at that, but I mean the universal energy when I say that. So what I did have there was this moment years ago where I was having a hard time. I understood that intellectually, all of that principle, but having been a person who's as a child experienced abuse, and I experienced abuse of the, you know, sexual nature as a child. And that's like, you know, the injury to the energy body is profound
yeah,
with
yes.
that kind of, you know, and then
absolutely.
You, as an adult, then you kind of layer on top of it, just a protection of children in general. And that it's out, you know what I mean? Like you kind of tap into all of this karmic energy by your awareness of it. But I did want to experience forgiveness because if for no other reason than to set myself free. Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand how to make that happen, because if I thought about the subject or the person at all, I felt the resonance with the pain of the event. And so I had this seemingly unsolvable equation, and I was driving this moment. I was driving along, and it was when I had my old career, and I pulled over because I was so frustrated, because I would bring up the attempt to forgive, but that energy would show up and I felt the cringe or the ick or the whatever. I pulled the car over and I banged my hands on the steering wheel, and I just called out to angels and I said, "Hey, listen, I don't know how to forgive, but I am stating that I am willing to forgive." And that's where I thought I was starting. And it was this moment of surrender. And interestingly, now I understand that the way I was banging my hand on the steering wheel, I think I was tapping, I was doing emotional freedom technique as well, just naturally, not intentionally. And it started to shift the energy. And the thing is, I didn't really think about it again until some certain amount of time later. And then I would think of the events, remember them, because the puzzle I thought that I was trying to solve was, wait, am I supposed to have a lobotomy? Because you can remember it, and there comes the feelings. But the thing is, I could remember the events, but there wasn't identity or resonance with the pain points of it. And so it was like, that's freedom. It was like having watched a movie, and that was a story. And all that was left was compassion. And at that point, I was able to go and sort of do some clearing, and in like a self-guided meditative trance journey, go and just be with the higher self of the person who would be called the aggressor in the situation, and thank that person for the contract that we made together, and kind of honor it from that standpoint. And I, just in case, and this does trigger anyone, I should say this person is not a threat to others, so that's not a question that we have to ask. This person is not the concern anymore. So it isn't about that.
Yes.
But I found that just the surrender alone, I didn't have to do all this effort anymore. It really just kind of worked. And I found that to be quite miraculous, because that was the end of my work, was the surrender. Pretty amazing.
And you know, I heard you share this on one of your episodes, and I really could feel like your deepest desire. It's like, I just want this. Like all of your being was aligned with just being relieved and really wanting to action forgiveness. And it happened like in a spontaneous moment that then has been able for you to bring forth other things behind that and underneath that, and to gift, to gift others and yourself. It was just a beautiful sharing. So I appreciate you sharing that with us.
My pleasure. Thank you. It just to have the hope that you don't have to do all of this work. You know, when we are talking about something like shadow work or working with our wounds and our pain, I think sometimes we approach it thinking, well, I'm afraid to do that work because I'm going to re-injure myself. But that's not the true forward moving healing or evolution like the work that you do. In fact, that wound is already in you. It's already in your field. And so you're not going to wound yourself further. You're going to acknowledge it, and just by turning your attention to it, you're not actually re-injuring yourself. You're not creating injury. You're already healing it. It's already getting better. And so just, I hope that people can feel it, that attention and awareness is the way out. The way through is the way out. Exposure to our mental and emotional challenges is what actually makes us stronger and gives us the value from it. And I say that as hoping to highlight also that we tend to be entrained, we have some conditioning around just escaping emotions, whether it's pharmaceutically, not to say that pharmaceuticals are unnecessary for certain people, they are necessary, and it's not my discipline, it's not my area to comment further. But I think there is an overriding message from the collective unconscious that we need to avoid our difficult feelings. I think they're hitting us in the face right now.
Yes, Trisha. Yeah. I like what you're saying. And so for someone listening, you offer such an array of services and you have such abilities that across the gamut, how can someone work with you? What do you offer them? And just to speak to that for a bit as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right now I'm actually, we're in registration. We're about to start a program. My business partner, whose name is Crystal Ann Compton, she's an intuitive channel and spiritual teacher. And at the end of this month, June, starting June 28th, we are beginning an energy intensive. It's an 8-week program for, covering all kinds of energy modalities. And particularly, we're each teaching our own proprietary energy modalities that we've never taught before. Mine is called quantum resonance. It's a healing technique. And it's wonderful because there's community. It's all online. It's powerful. And I highly recommend that for any speaker. Really, it's just having the resource of time, interest, and a fearless pursuit of love and healing is what you would bring to the table. And in addition to that, I have a lot of one-on-one services, but they're actually on pause until while we're working on this program. But yeah. I have another platform of teaching. It's my Mystic Arts Academy. And so twice monthly, we meet for two-hour workshops on all kinds of mystical and metaphysical topics, self-help, higher consciousness. And 1 to 3 times per month, so almost every week, truly, we meet for a live group meditation or hypno journey. And then I give those as produced downloads as well. So those are the two ways right now. I'm doing group work for the next couple of months. Post that, I do intuitive mediumship readings, animal communication, and hypnotherapy in 101 and coaching and mentoring.
That's great. And I've listened to some of the episodes with you and your business partner, and they're wonderful. Like you have such good synergy together.
Thank you. Thank you. She's my BFF. So thank you.
Yeah. It shows that y'all are really in alignment and in sync. It's really good. A good vibe.
Thank you.
You know, also Tricia, you talk about in your work, the importance, the roles of thankfulness, gratitude, and appreciation. And for myself during this time, it's something every day that has helped me to shift out of whatever body sensation or awareness that might feel difficult or challenging to just say thank you for this experience and kind of lean into it. Can you talk to us, about thankfulness and appreciation and gratitude?
Absolutely. And that reminds me, I said I would talk about a little technique anyone can do. We have another minute or so. Okay.
Yeah, we have like 4 minutes. So, yeah.
Oh, good. All right, then. So the a technique that I call the fourfold divine breath, and it's a mindfulness practice, but it's even more. It's a practice in expansion. And so to recognize that there are four folds to any breath cycle, and the first fold being the inhale. And the inhale, that deep inhale where we expand all through our being, seeing it as light, and that light is life force energy, ki, chi, prana, universal consciousness, God energy, whatever it is that you see, but visualizing it or having a sense of it being light. And this inhale is representative of the magnetism, the magnet of your electromagnetic field. And this is the feeling nature. This is the vibration that is attracting to you, calling to you the nourishment, the abundance that the universe is sending you, that the ecosystem is sending you. And so the in-breath, that inhale, is representative of that receiving of abundance and the creative energies. The next fold is at that apex. If you're going up a hill and before you descend, after you ascend and before you descend, the apex of the breath. And that's the gratitude time. That's the fullness. That's being so wealthy and abundant because you have received those good gifts, that sustaining and nourishing energy. And so it is this apex of gratitude and just relishing that wealth and well-being. And then the next fold is that beautiful exhale and relishing that wonderful exhale. This is representative of the electric component of your electromagnetic field. And the electricity of you is the thought, the will. It's the frequency that is developed from the vibration. So it is the sending out. It is the signal. And it is the co-created gift that you send. You see, another part of that apex of gratitude, it is the point of alchemy. It is where you have held the energy that you've received, and now it's transforming and becoming your co-creation. And so on the exhale, you are giving that gift. You're giving your gift to the field. And that's the electric. And then at the bottom is the fourth fold. If we see it as a sphere, as a cipher, when we fully release and we are emptied out, and this is rebirth. This is before the rebirth, even. It's a fertile void. And this is the appreciation part of the fourfold breath. It's appreciation, knowing that you can be satisfied, you can co-create, you can receive. And it's also representative of faith and grace, because you know in any microsecond now, in any atom now, you're going to be able to receive again. And so that's the fourfold divine breath that we can experience at any time, a micro or mini meditation that can help us to get recentered to that stillness, that peace, and help you to feel empowered. It's like humbled and great at once.
I feel it. I just jotted down notes as you were speaking this, and I feel it in my body. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah.
You know, Trisha, I really felt like today you were the guest to be on, and there was a little interference in us getting connected on the phone, but I knew it. I was like, Spirit, I know Trisha's like met today, like, because I thought, well, I can do a solo show, and then we connected. I'm just really grateful, and I appreciate you, because I feel like my energy shifted from just this time together. Thank you.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. Me too. I appreciate you, Lisa, and the work that you do. And I'm such an honor to be on and have this talk with you and be exposed to your audience. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for what you shared with all of us today. It's powerful and just soothing. And I feel like it's like this white light beaming out into consciousness now to everyone who listens.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are powerful when we come together.
We are. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'll be on your show later this summer and look forward to it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. And thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Many blessings to you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That concludes my show with Trisha Carr. She is the host of Charmed Life Podcast. You can find her on YouTube under Trisha, T-R-I-C-I-A, Carr, C-A-R-R, and at TrishaCarrCharm.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I'd love if you want to be connected on social media. You can find me on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram at Nola Therapy, N-O-L-A. T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. I have been sharing quotes from my upcoming book on self-forgiveness on those platforms. I've been reading to you from my manuscript on those platforms, and I'd love to be connected and know what you think and what you need. All my love to you. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.